أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والوالدات يرضعن أولادهن حولين كاملين لمن أراد أن يتم الرضاعة وعلى المولود له رزقهن وكسوتهن بالمعروف لا تكلف نفس إلا وسعها. In the previous ayats, for quite a while, we read about the matters of marriage, talaq, and iddat, the iddat of a woman, and when a man can revoke his talaq and he can live with his wife again as husband and wife legally according to Sharia. Quite a bit of those details were given, and they are discussed in many other places of the Quran Sharif as well. Allah very, very greatly reward our Imam Mujtahideen, the Imams of Fiqh, Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahimahumullah, etc., who have put all this for us in one place where it is all spread out in the Quran and Hadith, and it should have been almost an impossible task for everyone to find these masalas. But in the Kitab of Fiqh, you will find all these masalas at one place. How they have deduced them, what their arguments are, etc. They have put the whole of Deen ready on the plate for us just to now consume it and practice upon it. Now further, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explains another part that is from marriage. One natural thing and one of the objects of marriage is to have children. Then with regard to the children, the first part Allah Ta'ala is explaining the weaning of the child, that is the breastfeeding of the child. With regard to that, Allah Ta'ala explains in these ayat now. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالْوَالِدَاتْ يُرْضِعْنَ أَوْلَادَهُنْ حَوْلَيْنِ كَامِلَيْنِ. اور بچے والی عورتیں دودھ پلاوے اپنے بچوں کو دو برس پورے. And the mothers, when they are weaning the child, they should breastfeed them for 2 complete years. That is, even if talaq takes place, then the mother, it is still, she should breastfeed her child and breastfeed the child for 2 years. And this 2 years is liman arada a yutim ar-radaa, jo koi chahe ke puri kare doodh ki muddat. Those who wish to complete the whole period of breastfeeding, that is, the maximum period is 2 years. So till that period, those who wish to fulfill the whole period, and this should be done. This is extremely necessary, extremely healthy, for important for the child. When the child is breastfed by the mother, that milk and that breastfeeding and that bonding with the mother and that connection has lot of to do with this breastfeeding. Today, unfortunately, the mother wants to go to work just after she gave birth, and she leaves the child to somebody else to look after. The child starts drinking bottled milk, starts drinking cow milk, etc., powder milk. What bond is the child going to have with powder milk and with cow milk? If the child has the mother's milk, that is that bonding, and that qualities of the mother will come into the child. So this is a very important aspect also, which Shariat has proclaimed for us, and which we unfortunately, even our women generally, are also not doing this duty of this. This is a very important duty. وَعَلَى الْمَوْلُودِ لَهُ رِزْقُهُنَّ وَكِسْوَتُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. اور لڑکے والے یعنی باپ پر ہے کھانا اور کپڑا ان عورتوں کا موافق دستور کے. And if talaq has taken place, then the mother should still breastfeed the child, preferably for the full 2 year period. If they wish to, they can decrease it, but the best is that they fulfill the whole 2 year period. And in that time, the responsibility of feeding the mother and paying her, because now she is divorced and she is doing a duty, and she is doing breastfeeding the child, and the child belongs to the father. So it's the responsibility of the father that he should maintain that mother, pay her for that breastfeeding. For now it is a job of its own. And unfortunately also, due to this feminism and all this thing, it is regarded that it's not the mother's duty that she must breastfeed the child, whereas it is her duty. And it is the father's child, though they have been separated now, but he must pay her for that. It is a favor she is doing for him. If she wants to, she can neglect it, but the mother will not do that. But it is the father's child, and the father must pay that maintenance and pay the mother for breastfeeding that child. It is a responsibility on the father. And this is bil ma'ruf, a fair amount. It shouldn't be exorbitant also, which is unfair on him. And neither should it be unfair on the mother, that you don't pay her at all. And unfortunately, especially in divorce cases, the mother is just dumped with her children. And she has to now fend for them. She has to earn for them also. And the father, he doesn't worry. He goes and he gets married again, and he doesn't maintain the children also. He doesn't pay for the expenses of their breastfeeding. This is not only unfair according to Islam, but even in a humanitarian way. This is the most unfair thing. It is your child. You made the child. It is your responsibility. And you should look after the child. So it should be with fairness for both sides. It shouldn't be an exorbitant amount which the father cannot afford, or even if he can afford it, it should be a fair amount which is understood in that place, in that area, according to those women. And it shouldn't be too little for the mother also. La tukallafu nafsun illa wus'aha. Takleef nahi di jati kisi ko magar uski gunjayish ke muafir. No difficulty is put on anyone, but how much that person can maintain, and he can do what is within his capability. The father, how much he can afford, according to that the money should be taken. And what is a fair amount for the mother, that amount should be paid. And this is the principle which is based on this issue, that is on the breastfeeding of the child and the payment for that service. And this is now a general principle for all matters, that لا تكلف نفس إلا وسعها. That Allah has not made any person in anything responsible but how much he is capable of. Allah has not put a duty and a burden on any person more than his capability. It is like a small 2-year-old child, and you ask him to carry a 50 kilogram bag of something. That is unfair. The child cannot do that much. Like that, Allah has put no duty on us which is beyond our capacity and beyond our capability. But this determination is not there what we do. Today a person just feels a little bit tired and he sits on a chair and makes namaz. And he says that لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعا, that Allah did not make it a duty that you have to stand in namaz. No, that determination is by Allah, to what Allah has given us. And for these masail, if we're sitting on a chair, we should ask a mufti first, whether this is my condition, this is the pain I'm feeling, this is my weakness, well, is it permissible for me to sit on a chair? On anything else also, not just on our whims and fancies, we say, no, I can't manage this. And Allah has not made me responsible for things which are beyond my capacity. No, it is according to how Allah, what Allah has made for us, Allah knows us. And according to that is this ruling that we are not responsible but for that which we can manage. لا تضار والدة بولدها ولا مولود له بولده. نا نقصان دیا جاوے ماں کو اس کے بچے کی وجہ سے اور نہ اس کو کہ جس کا وہ بچہ ہے, یعنی باپ کو اس کے بچہ کی وجہ سے. And these principles of Allah, they are based on these golden rules of Allah Ta'ala, golden principles, that no mother will be put to harm because of her child. And no father will be put to harm because of the child. Don't underpay the mother for that service and put harm to her. Don't overcharge the husband and put harm to him. Both of them in a fair way. How much they can afford and what is a fair amount. And for that woman, now that she is divorced and she is going to be breastfeeding the child, which is a great service she is doing and for which she has to be paid, and that pay is the responsibility of it is on the husband and on both sides, for the mother and the father of the child. Islam has kept that it must be based on fairness on both, and none of the two must be harmed in any way. And وَعَلَى الْوَارِثِ مِثْلُ ذَلِكَ. Or وَارِثُ پر بھی لازم ہے. And in case the father dies, then those who are his inheritors, who are now responsible in his place, this duty is upon them also. And there's quite a bit of detail with regard to that matter also. So basically, when there are children in a marriage, unfortunately, if divorce takes place, then the mother should still breastfeed the child, and the mother should not be put to this difficulty and hardship mentally, that the father forces her that she must not breastfeed, and he hires another woman to breastfeed her. And that other woman, he pays her. The first right is the right of the mother. It is her child. And the child should not be snatched from the mother. Today governments take away small children from their mothers and put them in child care centers, etc. This is totally wrong. And for the father to bring about a case against the mother that she is not fit, she cannot look after the child, just because of that enmity, making up and building up a case against her that she is not mentally fit, she is not physically fit, she can't look after the child, and the child be taken away from her. This is also not allowed at all. That it is her right, it is her child, and pay her for the service that she is doing now. And with fairness for both sides, in all matters, this must be maintained. May Allah let us learn our deen and practice our deen, and we benefit from deen, and the people of the world can benefit from the true beautiful teachings of our deen.